It's the first time in 15 years that we've been on those premises that anything has happened in that nature. And it's so disappointing. You sort of think that the community know us so well that nobody would even dream of causing any damage. The community are so supportive of what we do. They help fund for what we do. And we just wouldn't dream of anybody destroying equipment in that manner. It was just not nice.
It's widely known that you, as an organisation, struggle enormously with funding year on year, and you will have to effectively foot this bill, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. This year has been very difficult. There has been no opportunities for fundraising, and it's just been hard on everybody. So this makes it all the more difficult.
It's effectively a headache that you didn't need.
Yeah. We'll overcome it. We'll overcome it as we always do.
Now, we do know that obviously an investigation is underway, but I'm sure you yourself will be appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
I think so. And I think it would be nice if youngsters or whoever did the damage could realise maybe how much our children love where they come to, love our centre. And this is their only place that they can come and play and enjoy themselves. And for other people to destroy this facility is so wrong. And I would just love for youngsters to realise the damage that they've caused and realise that children depend on this for so many things. And, you know, it's so wrong of anybody to destroy it. And they should be made aware of the damage that they've done has caused so much heartache for other people.
And the damage comes at a time where you'd hope that the better weather is on the horizon and the restrictions are being gradually eased. Like, it couldn't have come at a worse time, really.
Absolutely. I mean, as you say, the weather has improved, and this is all outdoor equipment that children can go out on bikes and play in the outdoor equipment, the swings and the slides and things. And, you know, it's just sad. I think it's so sad.